All right, so buckle up, because today we're taking a deep dive into something that's got everyone talking. Conspiracy theories. And not just any conspiracy theories. We're talking about the kind that makes you question every lamppost and palm tree you walk by.
Well, this is going to be good. The ones that really make you go, huh, wait a minute.
Exactly. We had a listener write in about, get this, disguised cell phone towers.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right. So the piece focuses on this woman, Deborah Tavares, who's made it her mission to expose these, as she calls them, hidden dangers. And let me tell you, she's got this whole on-the-scene reporter vibe going on. EMF reader in hand, she's driving around, and suddenly, bam, the alarm bells are going off.
So she's like the Sherlock Holmes of cell phone towers.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She's pointing out these seemingly ordinary objects, like, get this, a palm tree in Covina, California, and claiming it's actually a cleverly disguised cell tower.
A palm tree. Now that's some next level camouflage.
Right. And she doesn't stop there. Telephone poles, gas station signs, even yucca plants, apparently. They're all suspect. It's enough to make you paranoid.
I can see why people find this so fascinating. It plays into that fear of the unknown, the idea that something sinister could be hiding in plain sight.
100%.
Yeah.
But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's actually hear Tavares in action. This is an excerpt from one of her reports where she stumbles upon one of these alleged disguised towers. It's really something else. So Tavares had convinced these disguised cell towers are everywhere, watching us, probably judging our music choices.
Well, maybe not our music choices, but I get what you're saying. The paranoia is real.
It is. But let's, step back for a sec. Is it even technically possible to hide a cell tower in, say, a yucca plant? Seriously.
Okay, so the idea of disguising cell towers isn't totally bonkers. I mean, the telecom industry does try to make those things a little less, in your face.
Yeah, true. Like those fake trees they use sometimes.
Right, exactly. Aesthetics do play a role. Nobody wants an eyesore ruining their view, but we're still talking about fairly large
A
structures.
yucca plant, though. Come on.
Yeah, that's where it gets tricky. Think about it. Cell towers need a ton of equipment to work.
Right.
Antennas, transceivers, power sources.
And those backup batteries are huge, right? Like refrigerator sized.
Sometimes even bigger. So to cram all that into a yucca plant, keep it functional, and somehow maintain signal strength, that's a tough one. I'm not saying it's utterly impossible, but highly improbable.
Okay, so maybe not yucca plants. But Tavares' claims go beyond just the disguise. She's saying these towers, part of a, and I quote, silent weapon system using something called microwave frequencies to harm people.
Right, I've heard that.
She even compares it to a wireless dog fence around the country, which honestly kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, I see why you'd say that. It definitely taps into that fear of the unseen. But to understand those claims, we need to talk about EMF radiation for a minute. Basically, it's just energy that travels in waves, light, heat. Those are all forms of EMF radiation.
Okay, so what makes the EMF for my cell phone different?
Good question. So, cell phones, cell towers, they emit something called radio frequency radiation, or RF radiation. It's a type of non-ionizing radiation, which is different from, say, X-rays, which are ionizing.
Ionizing being the bad kind.
Right. Ionizing radiation has enough energy to break apart chemical bonds in our bodies. RF radiation, not so much. It's more like imagine heating up your coffee in the microwave.
Versus using it to, I don't know, sterilize surgical tool.
Exactly. Different levels of intensity. And when it comes to cell phones and towers, the levels of RF radiation we're exposed to are way, way below any dangerous threshold.
Okay, that's reassuring. But Tavares seems convinced that this non-ionizing radiation is still harmful. I mean, that whole wireless dog fence analogy is pretty vivid. What does the science actually say about the safety of these frequencies?
Sure. While it's true that super high levels of RF radiation can cause burns because of the heat they generate, the amount we're talking about from everyday devices is just not in that ballpark. Plus, the farther you are from the source, the weaker the radiation gets. So even if, hypothetically, there was a cell tower disguised as a yucca plant in your backyard,
Which, again, doubtful.
right, even then, your exposure standing a few feet away would be minimal.
Interesting. So the science doesn't really back up the idea that these disguised cell towers are causing widespread harm. But that still leaves the question of why people are so drawn to these theories in the first place.
Yeah.
I gotta say, even though the science might not be on board with the whole disguised cell tower thing, I can see how these theories get their hooks in you. Like, why are we so drawn to these narratives, especially the ones about, tech and shadowy organizations?
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily about being gullible, right? It's more like we're hardwired to look for answers. We crave explanations, and when things feel chaotic or out of control, that's when these theories can take root.
It's like our brains are trying to connect the dots, even if the dots are like different colors and sizes.
Exactly. And don't forget, humans are social creatures. We want to feel like we're in the know, part of something bigger. Conspiracy theories can offer that sense of belonging, a community of people who get it.
And it feels like Tavares really taps into that. All that talk about silent weapons and intentional harm, it creates this narrative of us versus them, regular folks against powerful forces working in the
Oh,
shadows.
absolutely. And that kind of language is very deliberate. It evokes fear, distrust, and it plays right into that basic human need to feel safe and in control.
It's like even if you know it's a little far-fetched, you still find yourself thinking, but what if?
Right. That seed of doubt is hard to shake off. And let's not forget, there are real examples throughout history of powerful institutions taking advantage of people. Those events erode trust and make it easier to believe in conspiracies.
So it's not coming from nowhere. But then how do we balance that healthy skepticism with, actually being able to evaluate information? Especially these days with the internet and everything, it feels like everyone's got a theory.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We're bombarded with so much information these days. It's crucial to be critical thinkers, to really examine the sources. Who's presenting the information? What's their agenda? Do they have a history of accuracy?
Basically, don't just take things at face value.
Right. Look for evidence, not just emotional appeals or scare tactics. And honestly, one of the most important things you can do is expose yourself to different perspectives. Don't just stay in your own little bubble.
Get out of your echo chamber, people. And on that note, listeners, I think the big takeaway here is the importance of thinking critically, especially when you encounter those really juicy, sensational claims. Question everything, dig a little deeper, and always consult reputable sources. We always encourage you to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. And hey, if you're still thinking about those disguised cell towers, here's a final thought. What if the most effective forms of control are the ones we don't even realize are happening? Keep those minds curious, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.